I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Many moons ago, while an undergrad in music at San Francisco State University, I attended a required orchestral concert. And though I don't recall the work, I do remember my amazement at this piercing, high-pitched instrument soaring over the entire orchestra. It was a recorder wind instrument. I became fascinated with what I heard, so I purchased one and talked three other students into doing the same. On the fly, we formed an early music recorder quartet, and though we learned only a few compositions, three to be exact, our stage and performance venue was a cramped practice room. What I had heard at that concert is called a Sopranino recorder, the second smallest recorder of the modern recorder family, and the smallest before the 17th century, and generally fashioned from gentle European or tropical hardwoods. However, you can find them crafted from plastic. Historically, there were several sizes of recorder instruments named diversely in different periods and in varied languages dating back from the 14th century, confirmed by surviving archival and pictorial evidence with composers like Michael Praetorius, Monteverdi, Purcell, Handel, Vivaldi, Telemann, Johann Sebastian Bach, Paul Hindemith, Benjamin Britten, and many others who incorporated the recorder into some of their works. Recorder instruments in general were first documented in Europe in the Middle Ages and continued to have a strong presence in the Renaissance and Baroque periods, though not as much in the Classical and Romantic periods. The Sopranino recorder, often associated with shepherds and used in concerts to imitate birds, is part of a larger family of recorders represented by the alto, tenor, and bass recorder that together form a traditional recorder quartet. Recorders, popularly engaged in elementary schools, might cause one to think of the instrument as a toy. However, it is a serious instrument with a rich history that goes back to ancient times and revived in the 20th century as part of a movement to reconnect with old Eurocentric music and its historical significance through study and performance. Without question, the recorder remains a popular amateur and educational instrument, not to mention the many professional recorder players and ensembles who have dedicated themselves to recorder music's performance practices and repertoire. Today, I remain intrigued by the unique and somewhat celestial sound of the Sopranino recorder. Perhaps in time, I'll dust mine off and take it for a spin, though in truth, I wish I still had my bass recorder, which I love to play, though I sold it to one of my college roommates back in the day. Now that I think about it, I can't recall if he ever paid me for it. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.